This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Big undertaking in college football. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. Andrew Perloff's back from vacation.
Yay!
Excited to have you back, and we can just jump right into it because the Associated Press put out an all-time college football team.
Mm-hmm.
Big undertaking. They have Tim Tebow as the greatest college football player ever. And there were some criteria here about how you got even selected for this team. Like, you had to have been a first-team All-American, and there were a couple things that just needed to happen. And Tebow is the guy. Perloff, do you think Tim Tebow is the greatest college football quarterback ever?
No.
Yeah, I don't either, but go, yeah. Who do you think it was?
So, to me, the three names that came to mind.
Yeah.
Vince Young has, of course, the greatest game I've ever seen. What he did at USC was amazing. Cam Newton was pretty much perfect for a whole season. And Joe Burrow's senior year at LSU, how could anyone possibly be better than 60 touchdowns? Now, the caveat, he was throwing to Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, so maybe that takes away from it. But I got to tell you, my first instinct, I'm like, Tim Tebow was not as good as Vince Young was at Texas. I'm keeping it kind of modern. I don't know. The old school, it was more of a running back sport. So Tebow was great, but Tebow was in an offense that was tailored to him, and it was on a sort of a dream team at Florida. Urban Meyer's offense was a huge part of what he did. And he was maybe the greatest leader. You know, we all know the speech. And I think Tebow's attitude sort of helped keep a lot of the players in line there. That's a terrible way to put it. But, like, I think everybody was sort of team first because Tebow led the way. I think they were definitely wanting to follow that guy on the field and play their hardest. So Tebow was a great leader. But, no, he was not the greatest quarterback in college football history.
You know, to me, I think the answer is Cam Newton. And to me, the answer is Cam. Now, the only thing about Cam is Tebow won two national titles when he was backup. But, you know, Tebow a little bit longer, I guess a little bit more, and ironically, they were teammates. A little bit more sample size, I guess. You know, Cam was kind of that one great year at Auburn because of all the things that happened about Florida, then going to junior college and what have you. But to me, it's Cam because I don't mean to denigrate the rest of the team. And I know there were some guys on defense that definitely got drafted, but it just felt like it was Cam's offense. He was so clearly carrying it. And not only that, I don't think people believe that Gene Chizik was, like, going into any Hall of Fame. Now, Gus Malzahn was the offensive coordinator, and he obviously is still, you know, I think people still think highly of him. He's now the offensive coordinator at Florida State. But, like, I'm just saying Urban Meyer, I think also, for as flawed as Urban was, you know, we all believe that he is an amazing college football coach, maybe one of the best ever that Tebow had. Cam didn't have any of that infrastructure.
Honestly, look at some of the other quarterbacks that Gus Malzahn had afterwards. They did not produce anywhere near Cam. I mean, Cam was spectacular. There is no doubt about it. Again, that's why I said three. It's kind of cheating when I said three people. But then again, what Cam did, he beat Oregon. Were you at that?
I was.
Yeah. Was that as spectacular as Vince Young at Texas? Because I hate to say it, you are defined by your competition. Yes, Cam beat Marcus Mariota, but I think what Vince Young did was historic. And I know Cam is Superman. That's his sort of shtick. Vince Young literally was Superman in that game and that season. And to me, I would still put Vince Young ahead. If I was going to pick my AP team, he would be my quarterback.
Do you think that this has a lot to do? Now, I'm not saying that Tebow wasn't a good college quarterback. To say the Associated Press that he's the greatest college quarterback of all time. They made him number one on their all-time Associated Press list. I guess, like, and this is, it's all, like, I think that Tebow also had what you were saying earlier, Pearl, the aura of it. You know, the legend of Tebow. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to incorporate that. I think it all matters, but it doesn't favor Tebow a little too much because of his popularity. And to be honest, like, we can just say this from firsthand. Been lucky enough to be around Tim Tebow a little bit, and he came in here and did the show when we were in the afternoon. He is as advertised. Who knows what he's like as, you know, actually, but when his presence is something that you feel when you're around him. Like, I get it. He's got a magnetism about him.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that was what made him famous at Florida, was his personality. Have you ever watched a Florida documentary?
I did watch it. The one that was really kind of underwhelming.
Underwhelming, but you
unique
saw,
relationship with the truth.
Yeah, it was nuts who was on that team. You know, Aaron Hernandez and Percy Harvin. Apparently, Aaron Hernandez was child's play compared to Percy Harvin. Like, he was
saying something
unbelievably talented, but just you could not predict what he was going to say or do. And Tebow became the face of that team and really led that. They were awesome. They remember he played Sam Bradford in that title game, but he was never a smooth passer. I just think he fit Urban Meyer's system really well. Great runner, too, and you saw that in the NFL as well. So I would have Tebow top 10, definitely, of all-time quarterbacks. But number one, no. That, to me, that's just way too high.
Can I also say something here, which I thought was kind of interesting? So of all the this all-time AP team, right, so just the best of the best at their positions in college football. The Big Ten had more players on this list than the SEC. Two more. The Big Ten led all conferences with 7 selections. Two more than the SEC.
Wait, I have to.
I have the list in front of me. Do you want?
Well, are they current Big Ten teams, or when the player was there, were they in the Big Ten? Because I'm not going to give you like old Nebraska players as Big Ten players.
Oh, that's
because they
don't
were.
No, I'm looking now. So yeah, Johnny Rogers from 1972 in Nebraska.
He definitely was not in the Big Ten. I assume that was the Southwestern Conference or something like that back then, or the Big Eight. No, sorry, the Big Eight.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Okay. So that's closer to the Big 12. But so I think that's cheating a bit.
EJ, you look a little disgusted here. Are we not giving Tim Tebow, who the Associated Press put him as the all-time greatest quarterback in college football history, are we not giving him enough respect here?
The guy had 50-plus total touchdowns in his sophomore season. Everyone who listens to the show knows I'm a Miami fan, so I have no love for the Gators. But we have to be real. Tim Tebow, as a college football player, was him. 3 top Definitely. 5 finishes as a Heisman winner as a sophomore, the first one to ever do it, national champion twice. The first year, I know he was a backup, but remember, he was like their sledgehammer in short yardage situations. So it wasn't like he was just holding a clipboard on the sidelines. He was a big reason why they won the national championship. He is, I think, definitely, arguably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, college football quarterback of all time. I love Vince Young. You have basically 2 years of good production, 1 year of a Heisman level. Cam Newton's only 1 year. Joe Burrow's only 1 year. Tim Tebow, all 4 years, was an impactful player, and his last 3 years was an elite, elite player. But I think we talk about, because of his NFL career and how bad it went, I think we kind of sometimes lean on that in terms of who he was in college. And who he was in college was both a dangerous passer and a dangerous runner.
If you put Tim Tebow on that Texas team that beat USC, would they have won that game?
I think he could have absolutely won that game.
Oh, no way.
Do you see the performance that Tim Tebow had as a sophomore?
Wait, Tim Tebow?
Playing the SEC.
He was great, but no way. Only Vince Young and maybe Cam Newton could have won that game.
So that's if it's like the life, it's a lifetime achievement award as opposed to who was the best quarterback playing college football, because I'm looking at Cam Newton also at 50 touchdowns between passing and rushing that year. 30 touchdowns passing, 20 touchdowns rushing. I mean,
right, but that's 1 year.
60.
I mean,
60 yeah. touchdowns.
Right, but that's 1 year, right? Tim Tebow had 40 plus the 2 years before that.
He could start over Chris Leak.
Chris Leak was a great player. What are you talking about? Like, Cam Newton couldn't be out Tim Tebow. What are we actually talking about
here? He got
here?
Kicked out of school. But yes.
Well, before he got kicked out, he didn't come in and say, "All right, Tim Tebow, you're going to the bench. Cam Newton, get in there." He was the starter. I don't know. The Tim Tebow slander is, I don't get it. I think that he was, and again, maybe because I'm Miami fan, maybe I'm biased in the other way, because I hated how great they were. I mean, that was a great team. Also, I think the leadership does matter. Like, I don't think that we say, well, it's more of a leadership aura thing. I'm like, no, he inspired his teammates. He made guys better than they were. I think that you look at those teams, they were good teams for sure. But besides Percy Harvin and the Pouncies, where are these NFL superstars?
Oh, there were a lot of other. You're forgetting.
Superstars?
10. Well, I mean, there were a lot of good NFL players.
Right. Good players, decent players, but not superstars. Like, I'm not. He didn't play with the Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Well, I mean, that is the one caveat on Burrow. But, I mean, Burrow, I don't think you can take anything away. I mean, he beat Alabama at their peak and just out-dueled, was it Bryce Young? I can't remember, or Mac Jones. He was amazing. Like, you can't take anything away from Joe Burrow or Cam Newton just to prop up Tebow.
Do you want to put the poll question out there, EJ? Is Tim Tebow the greatest college quarterback of all time? Can I just give you a couple other names here? So it's the Associated Press did an all-time All-Americans. So you had to be an All-American, which I thought, funny caveat here, or kind of weird, Anthony Munoz was never an All-American, a first-team All-American, so he couldn't be considered here, one of the great offensive linemen ever, and when he was at USC. But anyway, the wide receivers, Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald. The tackles, Orlando Pace, Bill Frelick. Guards, John Hanna, Jim Parker. Center, Chuck Bednarik. Tight end, Brock Bowers. I was a little surprised by that.
Very recent.
So recent. But running backs, Barry Sanders, Herschel Walker, then kicker, Sebastian Janikowski, all-purpose, Johnny Rogers.
Because tight end's not typically a huge college position, right? Like, the tight ends, like Gronk was nothing in college. Travis Kelce was at Cincinnati. You don't think of, it's not a developed position normally in college football.
Maybe that's changing, I guess. Maybe that's why Brock Bowers the greatest tight end of all time in college?
I mean, he was
amazing.
He was a huge weapon. I mean, I don't know who the other options are. Who are the famous? You can't imagine
Jeremy Shockey, I think, was definitely one of the greatest.
Shockey was a big deal. Actually,
Kellen Winslow also was amazing.
Yeah, was that team good, though, when Kellen Winslow was there?
He was there the year they lost to Ohio State. He was the starting tight end.
Oh, was he that old?
He was the starting tight end, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with Browers. You know, the funny thing is, by the way, can we talk about the Ivy League getting some love here? Chuck Bednarik, Penn, center. Back then, like, I didn't know.
Did he
play everything? I can't believe he was the center on this team. I don't really understand
that. If you couldn't be good in the Ivy Leagues in 1947, what was wrong with you?
No, that was the elite
team. That's your heyday.
Those are the title teams.
I know.
The wide receivers are pretty good. Can you imagine lining up against Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald? Oof. Hard to argue with that. But Randy Moss, though, was his college career, it was incredible, but a little bit disappointing in the sense that we didn't get him see him on the national title scene where he was at Florida State, right? And
Marshall is who he gets credited. But same with Larry Fitzgerald, who was at Pitt.
I mean, the only wide receivers to win the Heisman, Travis Hunter, right?
And Devontae Smith.
Neither of those guys.
Some old school guys too.
I thought Devontae was the first.
Was he the first one?
I thought he was the first wide receiver, but I could be wrong.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if Randy Moss didn't get kicked out of, I think it was Florida State, and we got to see him compete in titles, like, that would have been a lot more fun. What he did with Marshall was crazy impressive, but this team is, there's something that feels a little flat about it. I don't know what it is. I feel like you almost have to go, like you said, like Anthony Munoz isn't on here. You almost have to go deeper because it feels like there's so many great players that are not on this list. It feels a little unsatisfying?
Well, I mean, it's all American, so you only get the one slot, two slots for some, but really just the one slot, like you got to make a decision.
Yeah, and why is Barry Sanders and Herschel Walker, they go over, for example, O.J. Simpson, Bo Jackson.
Well, O.J. probably. Reggie Bush. I don't know, O.J.
Eric Dickerson. I mean O.J. Simpson's. I mean,
no,
again,
he is.
Billy.
But he's getting left out of a lot of lists.
Why Barry Sanders over Billy Sims?
Billy Sims is amazing.
Billy Sims was great, too.
O.J. Simpson, for me, encapsulates all the athlete murderers. I don't know why I said that, but that's sort of
that was
true.
A hell of a great debate we were having that day, I guess. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Who is the greatest college quarterback of all time? That's the question for you. Coming up next, I don't know how you do this, but Perloff is going to give his review of the Grand Canyon.
My Yelp review.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Maggie Perloff Show.
Pocket of Perloff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Andrew Perloff back from vacation. That's me. Was out west. Did a trip from Northern California through Los Angeles. Saw a bunch of friends. Through Arizona, stayed in Arizona, and went to the Grand Canyon for the first time, Maggie.
I know. I almost feel like, can we have like the cowboy quickie music for this? It says nothing to do with the Dallas Cowboys, but something that makes us feel like we're like out at the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like this is Grand Canyon music. And to be honest, the Cowboys are really annoying us so much. Yeah. Maybe we can just kind of pause on them for a little bit.
So, my whole life, never been to Grand Canyon, been to Vegas thousands of times. I've always wanted to do it, thought it'd be a good idea. You know, if you have a chance, you don't want to die and never see the Grand Canyon, right? It's the most spectacular thing, arguably, in America. I've seen, obviously, movies and pictures. Get there. It is, of course, quite majestic in real life, Maggie.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you right now, it is the single most terrifying place I've ever been in my entire life.
Why? Terrifying?
It is terrifying. It is so scary. You are there miles up in the air and there is no guardrail.
And it's not just that you could fall off. There are thousands of idiots taking photos right at the edge of a massive cliff with no guardrail, just being like sending their four-year-old kid out to get out to the edge and there's a better shot so I can get more to the canyon. Watching these people take pictures almost gave me a heart attack. I was so scared I had to go back to the van, Maggie. I'm not lying. Not just for my own life. And then we had a guide. The guy's like, well, I'm going to take you on this hike to see some hieroglyphs or something. And I start down the trail. The trail is on the edge of a 4-mile-long drop, and the trail is about 2 feet wide. I'm like, yep, I'm going back. Have fun, kids. I said to my wife, please try and keep the kids alive. That's all I ask. It is the scariest place in America. And I don't know. No one ever told me this.
Stay alive.
I feel like now there's a lane for Prof to do a show called Back to the Van, where you go to dangerous places, but then you see it, and you're like, I'm going back to the van.
No, you know me too well. I've decided that I don't need the stress anymore. I'm not doing it. My wife and her family, for some reason, love this sort of quasi-adventure travel. Like, last year, we went to Costa Rica and were doing zip lines over giant canyons. Like, I don't know how I keep getting caught in these things. Now I'm going back to the van.
There was like a Barstool van talk that never really went somewhere. Yeah, Maybe that should have been your show.
My wife had 7 injuries. She got kicked by a horse. Yeah. No, my wife and her family want to do everything crazy. And they're like, my wife's like, man, I'm really sad we can't hike to the bottom. It's about 111 degrees outside. We can't hike to the bottom 4 miles down and then hike back up, or at least be on donkeys. I'm like, back to the van, hon. I do not want to be there.
Perloff's Canyon quickie.
Folks, have you been?
No, I wish.
Has anyone still here been?
Never.
No, never been.
But, that's so funny.
But I'm getting like secondhand. See, this is where you and I are. So we're perfectly suited, but as like for radio, but for people, our anxieties feed into each other.
Yeah,
because.
Yeah.
I don't even have to be there now, and I'm anxious about some idiot parent being like, no, back up, back up, and some little kid just all of a sudden goes flying. Like, I can't.
Yeah, it happens all the time, by the way.
I'm with you, Perloff, because I'm petrified of heights, so I mean, the fact that people are going out on the edge is absolutely lunacy.
Yeah, you and me can hang out in the van. Yeah. We'd have a good time.
I have a question, though. You said that you had a tour guide that said, we'll show you some hieroglyphics. Like, did you go to Egypt or did you go to Arizona?
Well, there have been people in the canyon for thousands of years that was settled long, 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 long time ago. It's one of the interesting, it's a crazy history.
Wow.
You know, Native Americans were down in the canyon like before the year zero. So their hieroglyphics might be the wrong term, but there's stuff written on the caves. There's stuff written on the caves that's really old. I don't know. I didn't go.
And that was today's edition of Manny Learn Something.
No, listen, I didn't go. I have no idea. I was in the van reading Twitter, seeing what Maggie was saying about Caleb Williams. I have no idea what's happening.
She know her highlights on a loop.
But can I, all right, as long as we're on this back to the van, wimpy Perloff topic, also went to Universal Theme Park in L.A.
Oh,
maybe
nice.
I'm a wimp here.
Been there before. I've talked about my strategy for amusement parks before. I take Dramamine before so I can do the rides with my kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Forgot my Dramamine. Did the amazing Harry Potter VR ride. Incredible. You're basically playing Quidditch. It's incredible. Was as green as Shrek after the ride. Then immediately got onto a roller coaster. Got even greener. Then it tells my wife, back to the van. I was useless the rest of the day because I was so nauseous. So
maybe
much motion
I'm a wimp here.
They should sell the Dramamine in the gift shop or something.
So when we were at not Disney World. What's those Hollywood studios? Wherever they have the
Universal.
New,
yeah, Universal.
No. There's a part of the Disney parks. That's a smaller thing. It's not Disney World.
Oh, I got you.
Where they have the Guardians, this new Guardians of the Galaxy ride, and my kids wanted to go on it.
Yeah.
I can't do those rides. I wanted to take something, and I went and asked, and there's something about Dramamine that they can't sell, like, at the gift shop thing. Like, you can get an aspirin, you can get a Tylenol,
yeah, right.
You might even be able to get, like, a Imodium type thing. But the lady's like, no, we can't. She said, we can't sell Dramamine.
Because it makes you drowsy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
something.
Yeah, I get non-drowsy Dramamine, but I forgot it. I did take it before I went to the Grand Canyon because I was like, I don't want to get vertigo up on the edge. It did not help. Actually, I think whiskey is the best thing.
Yeah, all right.
Can I say something about the Grand Canyon? So, Perloff, you went there, you got anxiety because people are taking photos like really close to the edge. It's like a very steep drop. But you can't put a fence up either.
No, there are certain parts where they have guardrails because they're just too dangerous. Also, the wind is kind of crazy too. So
you get blown off right off the edge?
Oh, hell no.
A little Grand Canyon history. You guys want a little history lesson?
Hell yeah.
In 1905, there was a hotel that wanted to build over the canyon. Mm. So you'd be staying in a room, and Teddy Roosevelt came in and said, "You are not going to mar my canyon. You cannot build anything that goes over into the canyon." Teddy Roosevelt was basically the hero of the Grand Canyon and the villain in some ways, too, as you would imagine.
Get off my canyon.
Yeah, so this is basically, Teddy Roosevelt is everywhere here, and he's the one who's like, you can't build anything that goes out into the canyon, but you can build a guardrail up against it. Perloff, back from vacation, that's me. I was like, just wanted to make it clear.
How many people?
I'm not Maggie.
I went third person. Andrew Perloff, how many back people from vacation, that's me.
How many people?
Good to see you again, Andrew. Thanks. I missed you, Andrew.
That's me, by the way.
And your name's on the show. But how many people fall off, like, every year? Do they tell
you? They said you have a 1 in 400,000 chance of falling off. Pretty good odds, right? Except that 45 million people are there. So between 10 and 20.
Oh, no.
That feels like a weird thing to calculate.
No, no. But there are between 10 and 20 deaths a year. A lot of them are dehydration. Like, there's a lot of things. Maybe a few a year. Oof.
Can't you take a mule down there?
Yeah, they take mules. The mules are right on the edge, but they're trained for that. And I don't get the whole thing. I don't know why more people aren't scared of the Grand Canyon.
I think you can take a helicopter into it. Like, it can land at the bottom, right?
No, yeah.
A real high roller.
That's going to be a no for me.
Yeah. That's a double no, helicopters and the canyon.
People do these raft trips down the Colorado River through it, and the heat is a problem. Oh, the other thing, too, is crazy heat. I went through a town called Blythe, California, where it was 110 and it was just getting hotter.
Oh, I think I stopped and got in and out from there.
Yeah, it's a big stop.
It's really hot. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy hot. We drove from Nevada to San Diego one time and we stopped there. I was like, this is
the desert.
This is scary.
Yeah, it's hard to drive. I had my kid dumb idea number 7. I was like, it's 110. We're driving a little Nissan. I rented a Nissan, and I said to my daughter, "Can you Google, is it safe to drive at 110 degrees?" She's like, "It's safe for the car. It might overheat, but there's a good chance your tires are going to blow out."
Yeah.
Melting. I was like, great.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that. Try and keep the kids alive. That's all I ask.
I don't think I would have been like, we shouldn't drive, but I know that because it's even hotter on the asphalt.
Yeah.
And it's hot enough to melt your tires.
It's like an NASCAR
moving
thing. Yeah, that's why we should have taken the road trip with you. I think you know some of these things.
No, I'm out.
Yeah.
Next ship
has
sailed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too late.
I don't know.
I didn't know you knew that thing about the tires. Told me that in advance, I would have
Can
maybe
you change
been
a tire? That would be real helpful.
Also, no.
Yeah, I could call AAA.
We'll wait in the van.
Then I get
Back to the van.
I think it's the name of your podcast, Back to the Van. We should just do a segment of the most dangerous things in sports.
Even the van,
you don't do.
Even the van was a little scary because we were driving on these winding roads on a mountain. I was like, once you're in the van, there's no back to the van. There's nowhere else to go.
You got
to
trust
home.
You got to trust your guide.
There's this book. There's this kid's book. I actually thought a lot about you, Maggie, on this trip because this guy told one more, I'm sorry, random Grand Canyon story. During COVID, they shut down the canyon for 2 months. Mm. There was no one there to feed the squirrels. So when they got back, the squirrels were super aggressive towards humans because they were starving. And Maggie's famously afraid of squirrels.
And gators.
Phobia. Yeah.
Gators. Gators is a little more normal.
Yeah,
people kind of call me out on the squirrels thing, but like put a bunch of squirrels together. See if that doesn't freak you.
You lived in the woods for most of your life.
I live in the woods now.
Yeah, how do you scare a squirrel?
How do you think I developed the fear?
I don't know. I'm trying to get back to that.
The squirrels used to run by me at the bus stop when I was waiting for the bus as a kid.
Did you get bit?
What do you mean? They're squirrels. Of course, that's what they do.
No, it was like aggressive, though. Like they were targeting
they
me
were, like,
every
running
day.
Running at you and then dodging out of the way.
Yeah,
the last
they just
second.
Like come at me and then like sit.
It's like
it was tough.
It's like the squirrel's game plan. There goes Maggie. She's leaving. She's going to school. She's going
Felt
to
like
school.
It. Let's
go. Let's go. It was aggressive.
And then there was a time where, and I have a friend who can vouch for this, where our kids were super young. We're pushing them on the stroller at a park, and probably 100 squirrels were having some weird, must have been mating, something
Let's
was
go.
Happening.
Oh, no.
And they were just running around to the point where we got the kids out of the swings and left.
Oh, my God.
I can call Kelly right now.
It's a feeding frenzy. Get Kelly on the phone.
Kelly, she's awake. She's got 3 kids under 6.
My point was there's this book called Scaredy Squirrel.
Scaredy
you know Squirrel.
So Scaredy Squirrel is Andrew Pearl. It's back to the van. Scaredy Squirrel is actually turns out to be a flying squirrel. He didn't even know it. He falls out of his tree and lands on the ground. He decides to play dead for 8 hours because he's so afraid of predators.
That's the book?
Yeah, it's incredible. You should read it because it might help you get over your fear of squirrels. It's basically about this Scaredy Squirrel is afraid of all things and stays in his tree all day. That's I used to be kind of brave. I've done some things in my life. I've done some trips. Now that I have kids, I don't want to do anything. I just want to go back to the van.
Back to the van.
And I had to go back to the van back here. Andrew Perloff, that's me. Andrew Perloff, back from vacation, that's me.
We are not done, guys, with NFLPA drama. The union still needs to hire a full-time executive director after the resignation of the embattled Lloyd Howell. And now one of its top lawyers is on paid leave. And maybe this kind of sounds a little like retaliation, which our yearly HR videos tell us is not a good thing. Heather McPhee is the lawyer in question, now facing allegations that she ignored directives from bosses, bullied colleagues, and had an overall negative impact on the work environment. But McPhee was also among the harshest critics of Howell, and her complaints earlier led to a federal investigation of the PA and baseball's union over their work with a marketing firm. So she's a little bit, so she's a whistleblower,
right?
One thing. She's a critic of the guy who maybe people didn't want to get kicked out of the union. And now you fast forward a couple of weeks, and now she's facing allegations of being a bad employee.
So I was actually thinking about this. The NFLPA is a huge mess right now. And there's actually some new reporting on the new interim.
Right.
Who's not the interim anymore. This guy, David White, who is the former president of SAG-AFTRA, and some really serious things. You can check out the Pablo Torre podcast for that, about things that were ignored, really serious things when he was the head of SAG-AFTRA, which is actors and people like us who talk on the radio. But such a mess. I was actually thinking about this because Rashi Rice, who gets nobody's sympathy because he was drag racing and he totally deserves everything coming his way. But Pearl, he goes into a hearing and the NFLPA is with him to like help him out. Who's showing up? Like if you're a player right now in the NFL who needs some guidance or help or something from the Players Association, good luck even getting anyone on the phone over there. It's such a mess.
I have a good buddy over there, and he left, and I wasn't quite sure why. Now I'm starting to understand why. It seems like a terrible place.
Yeah, I mean, just a mess. And there's no way, like to Maggie's point, there's no way that they can be doing enough for players right now.
And it's incredible considering, I mean, this is a union that represents millionaires. You would think that if there's any place that's going to be buttoned up, it's going to be these guys not wanting to be taken advantage of. But it sounds like it's just a clown show over there.
But I, by the way, I don't think it's always been like that.
Mm.
I don't think every tenure of the NFLPA, like it seems like it's worse now. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, Gene Upshaw was running it. Like there were other complaints, but I never heard this kind of stuff.
I think the worst complaint just used to be that he and like Demora Smith were too buddy buddy with the commissioner and the owners. They weren't fighting hard enough. It wasn't like about corruption and retaliation and ignoring like
some serious stuff. Like they're not vetting these guys
enough. And secrecy and voting and whatnot.
I worked at the NFL when Gene Upshaw was there. Does anyone remember what happened? He got cancer. He got a cancer diagnosis on Wednesday and died the following Wednesday.
Was it stomach cancer or something?
I think
like
so.
Or
but he was so well respected. He was almost like a second commissioner. He was like a great player, obviously, and it didn't feel like, and it felt like the players were treated right. But I will tell you, Demora Smith did some good things. Like I don't need to defend him. Obviously, but right now, I think this is a new level of dysfunction there.
And I guess, unfortunately, Judges Judy and Wapner are busy elsewhere because we also have Browns running back Quinshon Judkins not facing charges for a July arrest on domestic violence or not facing charges for a July domestic violence arrest. The league's investigation, though, continues. The team told Judkins to stay away from training camp while this all played out. He has also not signed a contract because of this. He's the only draft pick remaining from the spring that is unsigned, but that should all fix itself now pretty quickly.
Yeah, so the details of that, just quickly, so obviously he's not facing any charges now, and I'm sure he's going to suit up, and the Browns will say now our draft class is complete and all of that. But just so you know, the reason why they didn't proceed is because they said that the woman who had bruises all over her body waited too long to file a police report, even though you could still see the bruises on her body 5 days later. Back to you, Bogus.
Yes. By the way,
make your own.
The Browns also are signing Isaiah Bond, who was just cleared of a different thing, and no judgment on him or it's just like, why do the Browns keep aligning themselves with people who have the wrong headlines attached to them?
Oh no, the best part though, best worst, is where the owner Jimmy Haslam comes out and says, "We take this all so seriously." It's like, you don't just don't say it.
You don't take it anything.
And one more thing, this is a football thing, not in the way less serious, but the Browns took Quinshon Judkins with the fourth pick in the second round when Travion Henderson was still there. Like, we all watch Ohio State football. Did, like, Quinshon Judkins look better than Travion Henderson?
I thought that pick was ridiculous.
It was crazy. Ridiculous. And did you see Travion Henderson's first preseason game?
Yes.
First carry, took it to the house.
Yeah. I mean, he's clearly, like, a burner. He feels like he could be a star. So two picks later, Patriots took Travion Henderson. They must have been like, oh. Because Judkins he was a very good college running back, but he's a bit slow compared to Travion Henderson. So I thought that was nuts.
And the Browns draft overall, like, two quarterbacks, two running backs. I don't know what the hell they were doing.
No but clue. They got... People love this Carson Schwarzenegger.
That guy.
I knew you were going to have to play.
Well,
but Mason Graham, by all accounts, looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about the Browns. They do all these knucklehead things, but then they have Myles Garrett, and they have David Njoku, and they make some really good picks, too. And they have some good players. Yeah. I don't think it's all going to come together this year.
As Maggie knows, a blind squirrel sometimes finds a nut.
Yeah. Oh, that's her worst nightmare.
Squirrels are worse than the ones who were attacking me at the bus stop.
Blind squirrel accidentally running into her and her child was kept Maggie
overly
up
aggressive.
Call Kelly. I'm telling you, she was there. She saw it.
Is that Kelly with a Y or an IE?
With a Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sticking with football, actual regular football news. This has never happened before. Justin Herbert's going to play in the preseason.
In years past, the plan was, you know, to rest and see those reps. But I wanted to go out there and see a pass rush because, you know, in practice as a quarterback, you don't always get the true feeling of a pass rush.
So Herbert asked and Jim Harbaugh said yes. He has never taken a preseason snap before. Whoa. He and other prominent Chargers will get about 8 of them this weekend against the Rams. The Steelers are not doing this. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, other key vets will not play against the Buccaneers.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
I don't know why you would play Aaron Rodgers in the preseason.
I don't know.
Would
I
once.
Mean, he's new to this offense.
Yeah, yeah. I played him once.
And he got there late, too.
Yeah, my instinct was, I was like, oh, boy, Aaron Rodgers is going to look rusty when he gets out there week one.
Come on, guys, he's been doing this for 2 decades.
Did you watch last year?
Joe Flacco's not doing any preseason. Why would Aaron Rodgers? You got to keep him upright.
It took him 15 weeks to adjust to the Jets' offense last year.
It's because his Achilles was still basically hanging on the thread.
I don't know. It feels like if he's so fragile, you can't play him for 3 drives in the preseason.
You got to maximize the snaps.
I'm all about it. After what the Bengals have been doing the last few years, not playing their starters and losing the first month of the season, I'm all about playing the starters. And I saw that Justin Herbert headline. I'm like, all right. Get him out there. Let's see some action.
Okay, but for every one of those, I can give you Anthony Richardson got trucked, broke his finger. I mean,
that was a learning lesson. They needed him out there to take that hit. Say, you got to look for your hot read, dude.
Call Kelly. Call Kelly. My witness.
You were live doing your hands-free device.
By the way,
Call Kelly, cell phone.
Can I just say...
tell the show about the time the squirrels almost attacked us at Pleasant Valley.
Can I say, by the way, that I was catching up on X, Twitter, back to the van. Maggie took a lot of heat for a Cal Williams take, but Bogues, you took some heat too for saying J.J. McCarthy's going to fall off.
Did I? I was inundated with the Bears' responses.
EJ, you can verify this. We got hundreds of comments, mostly criticizing Maggie for not believing Cat Williams. But there was some. You took some heat for not believing in JJ.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm a believer in both.
I'm glad I didn't see that, because one other angry tweet yesterday threw me off like 90 minutes. So.
Yeah. That's funny. This is good. Like, you want to have. Quarterback takes to make the fans mad. That shows you.
Okay, so the topic yesterday was, which of the second year quarterbacks do we think is going to have a setback, fall off, they can't all go to Canton. They all look good.
Someone's got
to
be fifth.
Someone's got to be the weak link. Right. You know, someone's got to be the Josh Rosen, something like that.
Yeah, oh, damn.
Sorry. So, but Bogish, I'm surprised that you would even look at your mentions, because we just watched this whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing, the podcast, and she said your attention is like a luxury item. You should only give it. Not everyone can afford it, is what she said.
But Sardo's taken over my life in a huge way.
So I don't have a lot of mentions to look at, Maggie, so they're there. And the actual thing that bothered me yesterday was somebody calling me Vanilla AF in response to my Taylor Swift t-shirt picture. He said you're going to be a great... He said, you're going to be a great sports broadcaster, as if I just started in the industry, which are...
Chin
said,
up.
Because you're Vanilla AF. So that one bothered me for like a good 90... But I didn't see one Vikings tweet.
Some good salient points, though.
The gist of it was... How can J.J. McCarthy fall off? Dude's never taken a snap in the NFL.
There is a math problem there. I agree. But the idea is someone has to be fifth on the list.
Yeah, no. It was good. You guys did a really good job on that one yesterday. Because again, there were a lot of things on vacation I just wanted to come in and yell at everybody here for.
By the way, I think we have a far enough distance that if you somehow got like a rap career or something, you can't be Vanilla Ice. That's already taken. But you could be Vanilla AF.
Yeah. Bland AF.
It's like the track is like...
Bland Bogish.
Yeah, it's like Miami Nights featuring Vanilla AF.
Hey, it's me, Vanilla AF. I'm back from vacation.
That's cool merch.
Yeah, right?
So you spent 90 minutes thinking about that?
That one hurt, yeah. How do I respond to that? Do I do the thanks? How do I handle this? Could not see it. But I did have to mute the Bears tweets responses.
Yeah, I still haven't seen them. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You're good.
I know. Don't bother. People, I'm sure, they say mean things. It's fine.
Yeah, you had no idea. I came in this morning to be like, made some Bears fans mad. And
it reminded me of the time when I got unnecessarily vilified for a take about the Steelers and Mike Tomlin that should have been accredited to you. That some dope Steelers aggregator put to me.
I don't know. I think you were partly to blame for that, too.
Why? By turning my mic on? I didn't say anything. And then multiple people accused me of being on crack.
Don't be a freaking weirdo.
Oh, we discussed that day, too. How's that going, the fight with crack?
I
don't know why Maggie Gray thinks Mike Tomlin should get a lifetime job.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe she's on crack.
Who was on crack?
Or that Mike Vignola is too small to be a head coach.
That was you. I didn't say that.
Wait.
Crack!
Perloff said Mike McDaniel is not respected in the Dolphins locker room because he's too small.
I didn't say that exactly. He is only 5'9".
What's wrong with being 5'9", you giant abnormal beast?
Because we're another day closer to death.
I hope the show's not another day closer to death. Look at Perloff's back. This thing's off the rails.
I'm going back to the van.
Same book. 888-710-4ISN. Let's take a quick break. Thank you, Bogish. Too much. Okay, did the Rams actually make a mistake not trading Matthew Stafford when they had the chance? Get to that next.
Andrew Perloff back from vacation. That's me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Whether you get pulled over or get into a crash, drinking and driving will change your whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. All right, Vlad Jr.'s two-run homer in the seventh inning catapults the Jays over the Cubs 2-1. Toronto is now up 5 games in the AL East.
0-2 pitch. Hit high. Left center field. Castro sprinting back at the fence. Turns. It's out of here!
That's a NHTSA play
big
of the day.
Fly, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. A stutter step around second as he slams the Blue Jays in front 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning.
All right, that's a NHTSA play of the day. A little rusty here.
First day
Andrew
back.
Perloff here coming back from vacation. Andrew Perloff back from vacation. That's me. Yes. So the Blue Jays are up 5 games in the AL East. Is that over the Yankees? I haven't even looked over the Red Sox.
The Yankees are like in third place.
Yeah.
The Red Sox are in second place.
Yeah, they stink. Yeah. It's not good for the Yankees. I don't think the Yankees are making playoffs.
Baseball is really, really fun right now because of these teams we didn't expect.
No, we got a big series this weekend, Dodgers-Padres. That's probably going to be the must-see, and then beyond, just can the Brewers keep this up, which has just been phenomenal.
That's what's in.
And once again, the baseball, like, how can you not root for this Brewers team? Well, I know you're a Mets fan. I'm a Phillies fan. But sometimes I think some team is just like, you kind of, it's like the Cubs in 16. I don't care if you're rivals. You have to be into these kind of stories.
Just a bit outside.
So we can get back to baseball in just a moment. But Matthew Stafford.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Pearl, I've been curious to get your thoughts on this because you are one of the biggest Matthew Stafford fans I know. We have some Rams fans in our audience. We know are not very concerned about this. And
let's go, y'all.
I don't see how you can't be. And it looks like Matthew Stafford is going to practice at some point this weekend, but you can't feel great about it. And even if he does get back to the practice field for training camp, Pearl, aren't you just constantly worried about whether or not he'll be able to hold up for a 17-game season plus playoffs?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, we know he's tough. He's taken massive hits throughout his whole career. The thing about the Rams is they're very talented, and I don't know how to predict them because I am going to be one of those optimistic callers who says that, you know what, Matthew Stafford's played through every injury under the book. He's been hit a million times in his NFL career, and he always gets up. So I think I'm going to be bullish on them because I think talent-wise, they were by far the Eagles' toughest challenge in last year's postseason. Like, they were right there. I know the Eagles had a big lead and kind of let them come back at the end, but that defense is just going to get better, and Sean McVay is the coach on offense. And, you know, you still have Puka Nacua is now a superstar, and Davante Adams has enough left. If you put it all together, that's a very good team. So, listen, any team can have injuries. I'm going to assume the positive here, and I definitely going to have the Rams in the playoffs.
Okay. I think Super Bowl's off the table for the
Why,
Rams.
Why, though?
Because I don't trust that Stafford's back's going to hold up, and I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo's winning the Super Bowl with this team. Now,
no, I'll give you that, but if you are you going to take them out of the playoff picture because of the back? Because I don't think Jimmy G as a starter all year is going to get them out of that division.
No, I'm really fading the Rams right now, yeah. I guess is the bottom line. I hate to do it because I know they are super talented. I know it's going to get people mad at me, but this is where I start to – this is where my mind goes. Sean McVay and Les Snead and the Rams told Matthew Stafford this offseason, go out to the market and find out what you can find. And he came to New York and he went to other places. And who else was in on Matthew Stafford? New Orleans. Las Vegas, pardon
Giants.
Me. The Giants big time, right? Would the Rams, because they have this talented roster, would they actually have been better off now that we know that his back is definitely serious? There is aggravated discs in his back. Would they have been better off letting him go and Sean McVay just completely starting over with someone else? Whether that's a trade for Kirk Cousins or whether it, you know, is maybe just handing the job to Jimmy G. I don't know. I don't think you're winning the Super Bowl with Jimmy G, but maybe there was someone else out there who could have done more with this.
So you're saying they should have sold damaged goods to some other poor unsuspecting team?
Well, I mean, it's not selling if the teams are willing to take it.
I understand what you're saying. Of course, logically, you look back on it now knowing how the back has unfolded. But at the moment, we didn't know the back was that bad. And at the moment, you had a reason to go all in. I mean, how did the Rams win the Super Bowl? They went all in, you know, bleep them picks.
Yep.
So I think to turn away after what happened last year, to have Jared Verse leading a defense, to say, you know what, we're just going to give up on this year and have Jimmy G would not have made sense.
No, 888-710-4ISN, but do you also worry about if Stafford does get knocked out at some point in the season, you know, where are you anyway?
Yeah.
Right? Like, then you're all in is going to go by the wayside because Jimmy Garoppolo can probably hold the fort for you for a couple of games, but I don't think we're watching San Francisco 49ers Jimmy Garoppolo come in and take you to the Super Bowl.
But are you sure? Are you sure about that? Jimmy G, that's an interesting one.
Davante Adams told me all I need to know about Jimmy G when he went on Netflix and said, this guy's getting me killed. And yeah. They can say that's water under the bridge until the first hospital ball that Jimmy G throws to Davante Adams and he tells him, get out of here.
Back to the van.
Back to the van. Gotta stay safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.